Now here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers is Ronan Kelly.
That shooting in Omagh last night appears in most of the papers this morning. The front page headline in the Belfast Telegraph is "Senior PSNI Officer Shot in Front of Kids." The Irish Daily Star writes that the two assailants are believed to have fled across the border to the Republic, and the Gardaí confirmed it had intensified patrolling in the border counties. The paper also says that video footage purportedly showing the burning getaway car appeared on social media, and that this is the first police officer to be shot in a gun attack in Northern Ireland since 2017. The Irish News says the man who was shot was believed to be training a youth football team at the time. The paper quotes a local news site called We Are Tyrone, which interviewed an eyewitness who said, "There were wee kids on the pitch. I thought we were past this." In other front page stories, the Irish Examiner reports that the family of a couple who died at the Gap of Dunloe 5 years ago are taking legal action, claiming nervous shock. The family were on holiday in Kerry, travelling behind their relative's pony and trap, when it went off the road and fell down a ravine onto rocks below. They're suing Kerry County Council and the driver of the pony and trap, and among their claims are that the deaths were caused by safety failures. The claims are denied by the defendants. The Irish Daily Mail front page reports that the Minister for Education will allow parents to remove their children from new sex education classes. The paper says that the junior cycle classes will teach children about dealing with being pressured to become sexually intimate and how to assess the influence of pornography. Inside the Irish Times today is a two-page spread marking the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with photos and analysis. Mark Paul writes that Britain champions Ukraine but has lapped up Russia's dirty money, with London being a playground for Putin's friends, while Daniel McLaughlin quotes the attitude of most Ukrainians, which is, if Russia stops fighting, there will be no more war. If Ukraine stops fighting, there will be no more Ukraine. The papers have a series of wildlife photos today, miraculous, distressing and cute. The miraculous is in the Irish Times, which is a picture of a young loggerhead turtle washed up on a beach in Mayo, having drifted thousands of miles away from its home in Florida. It's now been cared for in the Dingle Aquarium. The distressing is in the Irish Daily Mail, which has a series of photos of wild birds on sale in an Indonesian market. They include an owl with a chain around its foot and songbirds in plastic bags. And the cute photos are in the Irish Examiner, which illustrate a story about a wildlife hospital in Meath, which is looking for a new home. The pictures include a baby otter being fed by bottle and a baby fox peeping out from underneath a hiding place. Elsewhere in the Examiner is news that Limerick is about to get a new bus network, which will include a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week service that'll run every 15 minutes. That report is in the Irish Sun too, which also carries a story which you might find upsetting, depending on how you feel about death and football. The family of a lifelong Arsenal fan wanted him buried in one of his team's jerseys, but the undertakers were mistakenly given a top from his collection that had been given to him as a joke. It was a Chelsea top. The paper says the mourners at his funeral in Dublin saw the funny side, but still threw in one of his Arsenal tops into the coffin.